You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Captain Matt Zalot. I am the Public Affairs Officer here at 14 Wing Greenwood. We are the largest Royal Canadian Air Force base east of Ontario. And what we had today was a familiarization visit. We flew on a familiarization pilot proficiency flight on a CP-140 Aurora aircraft. And obviously, it was a pretty turbulent flight. We saw some of the things our flight crews do every day. We had lunch at the Annapolis Mess, and then we went over to the simulator building where we took part in a CPT simulation with 404 Long Range Patrol and Training Squadron. We're hoping that as a part of diversity outreach, we're able to show all the communities across Canada the things that the Canadian Armed Forces and the Royal Canadian Air Force do on a day-to-day basis. So I hope you enjoyed the tour. And I hope you learned a little bit more about the sorts of things we do every day in the Canadian military.
Well, my name is Major James Simiana. I'm a public affairs officer with the Canadian Armed Forces. I've been in Canada's military for 28 years now and a few more years to go, hopefully. And I just want to say it was a pleasure having yourselves, our diversity stakeholders group, visit 14 Wing Greenwood of the Royal Canadian Air Force. We had a great day. Well, that's just it. Canada's a culturally diverse country. We've got people from, all parts of the world. And one of the most important things today for the Canadian Armed Forces is to reflect Canada's population. So it's not just, people that grew up in Canada. It's people that have come from all over the world who are Canadian citizens who basically, this is their military as well. And what we want in the Government of Canada, Canadian Armed Forces today, is to be more reflective of all the different peoples that are part of the Canadian culture. So having you folks here today is part of that. And that's something that we're very much trying to do. We're looking to have more women in Canada's military, looking to have more Indigenous members in Canada's military, people from various ethnic and visible minority groups. And our view of it is that by having more of those people in our military, we've got a stronger military because we've got people with more diverse capabilities.
My name is Andrea Lane. I'm a PhD student at Dalhousie and the Deputy Director of the Center for the Study of Security and Development. I thought it was amazing. It was such a really interesting opportunity to see what it's like to go up in the air in a military aircraft, which is very different than a civilian aircraft at the beginning. And I thought it was just such a privilege to be able to look at the beautiful Bay of Fundy from the air. And then it was really interesting seeing the simulator, seeing how new pilots are trained in such a high-technology, computer-simulated way. I thought it was great. I live in Cole Harbour, but I'm originally from Victoria, British Columbia. And I work part-time at Dal while studying, and I'm also a full-time mom. I work in the Department of Political Science, so my research is on defense policy, and I think the Canadian Armed Forces is probably one of the only organizations in Canada in which being a white lady still counts for diversity, so that's how I'm here.
Melanie Lambert, I'm a reliability engineer for actually the Auroras and the Cormorants. I predict failures, and when failures do happen, we come up with a maintenance plan to fix them. I thought it was awesome, and it's really great that the bases are looking to share this kind of their everyday experiences with regular Canadians.
My name is Roger Smith, and I am an entrepreneur engagement manager with the Blackbird Initiative. My role there is to provide coaching, counseling, financing, and networks to the visible minority community in the Maritime Provinces. Oh, it was amazing. We went up in a flight in the Aurora airplane, and it was kind of rough. I got nauseous, I must admit. But it was a great experience. And we also did some simulation flying in the simulator plane. It's amazing what they do down here at 14 Wing Greenwood. I did notice the diversity within the Air Force and the Army. And there's always room for more visible minorities in any service sector that one wants to get into. Well, first and foremost is education. Formal education is the key for anything that you need to do. But after that, you need to go to a community college or university or at the recruitment centers that they have for anyone wanting to get into the Army. So take advantage of it because you can have a lifelong career in the Army, the Navy, or the Air Force.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.